with news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Molly Dove. It's official. This winter of skiing in Aspen will be getting started early. The Aspen Skiing Company announced yesterday that Aspen Mountain and Snowmass will open up this Saturday, 5 days ahead of the originally scheduled opening date. On Ajax, the Little Nell and Bell Mountain lifts will start spinning on Saturday, while Snowmass will have skiing below the midway unload point of the Village Express lift. And before the mountains open up, snow is in the forecast for the Aspen area beginning Wednesday. A snowfall of 6 inches or more would allow additional terrain to be opened. Aspen Highlands and Buttermilk ski areas are still scheduled to open December 7th. The annual Aspen Chapel Gallery show, Small Wonders, features works of art that are no larger than 12 inches by 12 inches. The show was partly inspired by Herbert Beyer, the Bauhaus artist who spent much of his career working in Aspen. Kristen Kay has the story.
Tom Ward is co-director of the Aspen Chapel Gallery. He says in the 70s, Beyer created a model of a museum and filled the walls with tiny pictures. This inspired Ward to feature small pieces of art in a show at his own private gallery during that time. He brought the idea with him to the Aspen Chapel Gallery over 15 years ago, replacing a holiday quilt show with Small Wonders. The work of 32 local artists is on display this year. Ward says the art might be small, but the variety is huge.
Watercolor, oils, there's ceramics, mixed media, found objects. There's a woman doing felted hats.
An opening reception starts tomorrow at 5. Kristen Kay, Atlas Nissen Arts and Culture Desk.
Hate crimes are on the rise in Colorado. The state is partnering with 18 private groups to address the issue. Attorney General Phil Weiser announced the initiative yesterday, saying he doesn't know why hate crimes are up, but that new efforts are needed to stop them.
It's that spirit of welcoming everyone, regardless of where you came from, regardless of who you love, regardless of what you look like, regardless of who you worship. And so together we can stand against hate.
The Colorado Coalition Against Hate has released a guide to help prevent hate crimes and to assist victims. The effort comes after the recent arrest of a man accused of plotting to bomb a synagogue in Pueblo and another accused of threatening people outside a Denver mosque with a BB gun. A former Aspen City Councilman, mayoral candidate, and Aspen Skiing Company executive pleaded guilty yesterday to systematically stealing from his bosses for years. The Aspen Times reports Derek Johnson now faces between 4 and 12 years in prison after admitting to stealing between $100,000 and $1 million from SkiCo between June 2013 and January 2019. Police and prosecutors previously have alleged that Johnson and his wife stole more than $2.4 million worth of SkiCo-owned skis, snowboards, and other goods. Johnson will only have to pay back $250,000. He is scheduled to be sentenced January 21st. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.